KSL News Time is coming up on 819 Triple Team Traffic, and the weather has given us a little bit more of a challenge this morning, eh, Andy?
Yeah, but it has improved in the last little bit, and that's helped, especially the I-15 drive from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake City. The northbound lanes are back to the speed limit. Having some trouble along 5600 West. You've got slowdown starting at about 4700 South all the way up through 41st because of a crash near Hunter High School, and we're seeing slowing along 215 South End, but it looks like that's just more the usual delay because of construction near 2000 East, Derek.
Well, for folks heading out to Park City for the weekend, hoping to get an early start on it, well, you're going to have to wait it out a little bit at the Kimball Junction exit because of malfunctioning stoplights. That's got the traffic backed up onto I-80, and that, of course, is for the eastbound side. The good news, though, is part of the slowdown equation through Parley Summit has been cleared. We had an accident right at the summit itself over on the left-hand side, but that's been taken off the road, so you won't have to worry about that. Heather?
The city streets are filling in now through Weber and Davis counties. One of the busiest ones is Main Street in Centerville between Pages Lane and 400 North. For those of you on Legacy Parkway US 89, you've got pretty good speeds. Roads are drying out there. And southbound I-15, just a few brake lights popping up from time to time in the typical areas. This Friday at the Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.